Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl Kathleen, aka Kasodine, aka Sodine. And welcome to another episode of Sodine Soapbox. Yes. Here on Sodine Soapbox is where we rant about all things love, life, and the pursuit of music. Get into it. So we are now on episode 3. Can you believe it? You know, I'm starting to get the hang of this. We're getting the ball rolling. I'm still just learning the process of all of this. We're going to get some intro music and outro music soon enough. I'm working all that. But all in all, I'm happy that I finally got this podcast started. And we are now here at episode 3. Yes. Clap, 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 clap. All right. So, in our last episode, we kind of talked about my quote-unquote dating history, if we can call it that. Basically, what my childhood looked like in terms of dating, growing up in a very strict Christian Caribbean household, and what dating looked like for me, and how that's played a role in my life now as an adult. And in today's episode, we're kind of gonna continue that now that I'm here in Korea and trying to make attempts to date. Because it's one thing to date when you're in the States, but now that I'm in a completely different country, trying to learn a completely different language, learn the culture, trying to date is a completely different obstacle that, if I'm honest, I wasn't really prepared to face. And dating has been a disaster. It's been ghetto, okay? So we're gonna get into that for today's episode and just talk about what it's like for me to try to date here in Korea. So that is what today's episode is. It's basically going to be where the oppa's at. And I hate that word, actually. No disrespect to the Korean culture, because oppa means brother, and I completely want to respect that. But unfortunately, that word oppa has been tarnished so much that now it doesn't hold as much honorific as it used to. But maybe I'll title this episode where the oppa's at. I don't know. I'm still thinking on the title of this episode. But yeah, we're going to talk about my dating experience here in Korea. But you already know, before we get into today's episode, if you haven't already, please, please, please follow me on all social media platforms. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I am Shameless Listo on all platforms. That's Shameless Listo. So Shameless Listo on all social media platforms. Make sure you follow me on all of those platforms. Let me know what you think of today's episode. What are your thoughts? What is your dating life right now? Are you dating right now? Are you married? Are you engaged? What was your dating story? I'd love to hear. Or are you seeking? You know, are you trying to date? Maybe you're not necessarily in the dating game, but you're trying to. So I'd love to have that interaction. All right, let's jump into today's episode. So funny enough, I was actually talking to one of my old friends about last week's episode. And she was like, so you mean you never really dated, you know, back in the States? And I mentioned it again in last week's episode. It's not that I didn't date. It's just I was in a lot of what I realized were just weird situations. Like, I dubbed them situationships. I really only had one relationship, and I use that term loosely because the relationship was like less than 3 months, if I'm being honest, and that was in college. So as I talked about before, college, I tried to explore dating, and now that I wasn't really under the thumb of my parents, but it was just really hard, and I really wouldn't call that a relationship because really it was just us in lust. Like, I was just like, he and I were just in heat, if I'm being honest. Like, it just really wasn't a relationship that I would dub like, oh yeah, that was my ex-boyfriend. So it's hard to dub that. But outside of that, I just had really weird situations where I liked a guy and I was the type of girl that would basically do too much to let a guy know that I liked him. You know, always making myself available. Like, oh, if you ever need anything, like, just let me know. Or I would text him or call them and just make myself completely available to the point that it was pretty obvious that I liked that person. And the guy would be like, okay, I could tell, like, she likes me. Because I really didn't know any other way to make it known that I like somebody. Either I just never said anything at all that I like somebody, or I just made it completely obvious that I like somebody. And what would happen is I would end up in these weird situations where the guy would like finally come around, but 9 times out of 10 they only wanted me for sex, or they would lie about their intentions and say like, oh, they wanted to be with me, but then come to find out like they had a whole girlfriend whole time. Like, I had one guy that I liked, and whole time like I found out he was engaged and was planning to get married. So it was, you know, just weird stuff like that. Or I was in a weird situation where me and a guy spent so much time together, and whole time he had a girlfriend. And I even asked him like, hey, like, when do you spend time with your girlfriend? Because you and I spend way too much time together. And he was like, oh, it's cool. Like, me and my girlfriend, we spend time together and things like that. Only to find out later, like, she hated me, which rightfully so. Like, you have a whole different girl that spends so much time with your boyfriend that you don't even spend time with your boyfriend. So yeah, of course I'd hate me too. So again, I just had a series of like weird situations that I wouldn't call like relationships or dating. It just would be like, I liked the guy and they didn't necessarily like me to the same extent that I like them. So it just never worked out in any real way. And any guy who liked me, it always ended up weird as well. Like, again, I just had a series of weird situations. Guys who liked me always ended up stalking me, or ended up just taking things too far that, you know, I had to always figure out a way to basically put a stop to it. Just basically, they took it too far. Like, I had a guy that I kind of knew was interested in me, like, when I was younger in middle school, and he literally like followed me my entire life, all the way up until like college. Like, he just always found a way to find me. Like, he would find me on Facebook or MySpace. Like, yeah, MySpace is taking it back, but he found me on MySpace. Or I would randomly run into him anytime I visited my parents when I was in college, and he would always just feel the need to confess his love. And it was just really weird. So I just always had unhealthy interactions, I can say, with men. And I think that just kind of has to do with my upbringing. My parents just never talked to me about what's a healthy and unhealthy boundary when it comes to relationship with men. And therefore, I had to figure it out on my own. And that just meant that I came across some really ugly situations, because I've had, you know, really bad stalking situations and some other really bad interactions with men, just because I never knew otherwise. I didn't know like, okay, this isn't supposed to happen, or if a guy says this, that's not okay, and, you know, just various situations like that. So again, I've just had a series of weird situations. So it's funny, like, we were talking about that when it came to me dating or having a dating relationship back home. I never really had one. So now, again, fast forward, I'm here in Korea, and the way I got on the dating apps is funny. Like, I'll say that I initially used the dating apps because I was trying to make friends, because where I live, I don't exactly live in any of the main cities here in Korea. I kind of live on the outskirts, like, you could basically say like a rural area. And even though like my teachers are really nice and cool, I don't hang out with them. And I was under the impression, especially based on like a lot of the videos and stuff I saw on YouTube, that I'd be able to make friends with my teachers, hang out with them, spend time, and that would kind of be like my friend group in the meantime, in between time. But that ended up not being the case. Like, they kind of have their own way of making friends and sticking together. And I'm just kind of like the foreigner, and I'm just really on the outside. And so, being that it's COVID, being that I'm a foreigner, being that I'm in a rural area, it honestly gets lonely. Like, making friends here has been a very interesting journey for me. And I don't think I was ever prepared for that part of living overseas, or let alone that part of living here in Korea. And I think that's probably also been something very difficult on top of trying to date here in Korea. It's just trying to have like people that you can hang out with consistently, people that you can make friends with. Like, I've seen people that I came to Korea with and they've managed to make friends easily, but I think it also plays a factor into where they got located, because the program we got into as far as teaching, they basically place you in the schools. So some got placed into really good cities and some of us got placed in rural areas like myself. And so me, I'm basically like a unicorn in terms of foreigners. So it makes it that much harder to make friends. And I'm definitely going to talk about that more in detail in a future episode. Because again, you know, moving to another country and living international can be like this great and amazing thing. But I don't think people talk about the cons to it and the lonely side of it when it comes to just having friends. Like, and that's definitely something that I realize is kind of frustrating and very lonely, especially, like I said, again, in the middle of a panoramic that we're dealing with. But anyways, so the way I ended up on the dating apps was I had heard from someplace, I think it might have been a Facebook group that I'm in for expat women, who said that they use the apps to make friends and do meetups and stuff like that. So I said, okay, I can do that. Like, I'll go ahead and try and make some friends. So I ended up meeting up with this one girl. We linked up, black girl like myself. I was like, okay, cool. But even me, like, meeting her, I was like, I'm a little skeptical because people be crazy, and I'm a true crimes aficionado. I watch Bailey Sarian, I watch Criminal Minds, I watch all of them, okay? So it don't matter. I'm gonna make sure that I'm good, because it don't matter if you're a fellow American or you a fellow black girl or black guy, I'm gonna make sure that I get home safe. So somebody that I was really cool with, I was like, hey, I'm gonna go meet somebody new because I'm trying to make friends in my area. Can I drop my location? And she's like, oh yeah, sure, like no problem. I was like, yeah, so I may just drop my location here and there because I ain't trying to get kidnapped. Like, let's keep it 100. I ain't trying to get kidnapped. I ain't trying to come up missing. I need somebody to know where I'm at. And so that's what I did. So we ended up going to like a museum here in Korea. So I met up with her. I dropped my location because I was like, girl, I'm not coming up missing, okay? So she ended up being really cool. But like on the, you know, tour of the museum, she's talking to me about like these dates she's on. She's like, yeah, you know, I met up with this guy and she started talking about the guy. Even how she described the date was just interesting, but I'm not gonna put her on blast like that. But anyways, she was telling me she had a date on Wednesday and then she had a date on Friday and then she had another date on Tuesday. And I was like, girl, where are you meeting these guys at that you have dates like lined up back to back? And she's like, oh, I'm using this one dating app. I'm going to just say the name because if I get in trouble, then whatever. But the dating app's name is called Meef. And I was like, Meef? I was like, I've never heard of this dating app. She was like, yeah, it's called Meef. And I was like, And so she shows it to me. She's like, yeah, you basically put in your location and you put in your name and this, that, and the third. Like basically any other normal dating app. And she's like, yeah, you can use it to make friends or meet guys and this, that, and the third. And I'm like, okay, I'm intrigued. Why not? Indulge me, okay? Let's give it a try. So we ended up hanging out, whatever. On my way back home, I decided I was gonna try it out. Child, I put my information in. Not even 5 minutes being on that app, I get like 20 pings. Ping, 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 ping. I was like, what is going on? And it's like guys left and right adding me. I was like, nah, this is mad sus. Like, this ain't even funny. It was literally dudes like liking my account, wanting to talk to me, wanting to meet up, wanting to do this, that, and third. And I was just like, what is going on? I even remember that night I went to sleep and I woke up with over 100 requests. And I was just like, what is happening? I was like, no wonder this girl is just having dates left and right. Like, they popping up like daisies. Like, they popping up like daisies on this thing. So I spent some time on that app. Y'all, this app is like the Craigslist of dating apps. Okay, now I've seen some people, they got married off this app. They didn't find their, you know, their person off their apps. So it's just like any other apps. But to me, this app was the Craigslist of dating apps, because you had the golems and the bottom of the barrel Johns coming out of the woodworks. And I'm like, this can't be real. You had people using, I remember one time on the app, somebody was using G-Dragon for Big Bang's face on it. And I was like, I know you lying. I reported them immediately, because what you're not going to do is use my bias's face as a dating profile and try and get me caught up. No. But yeah, I didn't really spend too long on that app because it just got out of control and my anxiety just went like haywire, because like there was no downtime. It was just literally like request after request after request, like, hey, beautiful, hey, sexy, hey, this. Like, it just got too much that I just ended up deleting it because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it anymore. So that's how I basically started getting into the dating apps. Like, I started that one. And I was like, okay, let me not deal with like the bottom of the barrel. Let me go a step up and use like the popular ones, you know, the ones that everybody knows. So there's like the main three basically. So I was like, okay, let me at least create legitimate profiles and use them. And I'm going to actually invest time into them and see. Now, again, I said I was using these apps initially because I wanted to make friends. But again, I didn't see a problem if I ended up meeting a guy on there for future dating or anything more beyond friends. So while I'm on the app, let me first explain dating in Korea. Dating in Korea is completely different than dating in the States. So Korea basically has like, you could basically say three types of dating styles. So the first one is called sogeting. So sogeting is basically, I mentioned it in my last episode, it's basically arranged dating or blind dating. So it would be like me being the girl who's single, my friend would basically come to me and be like, hey girl, I know this guy, he's really great, amazing personality, he's sweet, he's kind, I feel like the two of you have a lot in common, I think you guys should go on a date. And I'd be like, you know what? Cool. I trust you because you and I are friends. I believe that you have good taste and you looking out for me. I'm gonna go out on this date with this guy. Obviously, again, I've never met the guy. I don't know anything about him. So I'm gonna go on a date. They probably would have showed me a picture of him just so I see him. But overall, I know nothing about this guy. Then I go out on a date with this guy and basically it goes from there. So that's the first type of dating, which is sogeting. Second kind of dating is just your regular dating, where you, not really dating, but it's like you meet a guy on campus, or you meet a guy at church, you meet a guy, you know, in the grocery store, at the cafe, just what they pretty much consider destiny type of dating. You know, you meet a guy, you end up liking him, or you meet him at a bar, and then you guys end up hooking up and dating from there. So that's just your regular style dating. Then the third is obviously what's now booming, is dating apps. Now, dating apps is relatively new to Korea. It's a very new concept. So for us in the States, dating apps are pretty much like normal. People, like I said, they use it to make friends. They use it for actual dating. They use it to, how many stories have we heard of people getting married off of dating apps? Like, it's a pretty normal thing. Here in Korea, they don't really take dating apps seriously, and therefore they treat them as such. So me being a foreigner, I go into these dating apps and I have the mindset of I'm trying to find a boyfriend, okay? I'm trying to find a guy that I like, who seems cool. I meet him, we go out on a couple of dates, and I'm like, okay, he seems like a guy that I want to continue pursuing this relationship with. Whereas Koreans, in their mind, they're like, oh, this is just a casual thing, a hookup, a one night stand, friends with benefits, which we're going to talk about in a second because that's a whole interesting concept in and of itself. But basically, they don't see it as oh, anything, a real serious relationship can come out of a dating app. Now, this isn't all Koreans, but just a general idea is that they don't really take dating apps as being like a serious form of dating. So just to kind of give you some perspective on how dating apps are. So literally, when you go on these dating apps, you have a lot of guys who are like, oh, I'm just looking for, you know, a one night stand or a casual relationship. I'm not looking for nothing serious. That's literally like the overall perception that you're getting. So when you're swiping through, that's what you're literally seeing all the time. All you're seeing is like, oh, I'm just looking for a casual relationship. I'm just looking for a hookup. And I'm not looking for that. That's not what I'm looking for. None of that. Like, I literally put in my bio, I'm looking for friends or a serious relationship or a friend that could lead to a serious relationship. Those were the things that I was specifically looking for. But of course, even with me saying that, I'm still getting guys who are messaging me saying like, oh, you know, do you want to hook up? Do you want to have a one night stand? Do you want to do this, that, and the third? And I'm like, reading is fundamental. Like, please, I need you to be able to read. I don't want none of these things. Don't make me hurt your feelings. And again, from more knowledge, I find out that they assume that you're putting that you only want a serious relationship because you're trying to save face. Because that's another cultural thing, is that Koreans have this mindset of saving face. You know, you never want to shame Koreans or shame the culture. So they're really big on saving face. So they just believe that the reason why you're on the app saying like, oh, I'm not interested in hookups or casual relationships is because you're trying to save face. When in reality, like once you get into like the texting and the messaging, that's what you're actually looking for. You're like, oh no, I'm not really looking for a serious relationship. I just want a hookup or a one night stand. That's what you're, you know, so you're just putting out there you want serious relationship, but in reality, that's not what you're looking for. You just don't want to come off as easy or, you know, whatever. You're playing hard to get, essentially, is how it comes across. So there's that also, that mentality that they have. Like, oh, she's just trying to be a good girl. She wants people to think that she's playing hard to get. That's why she's saying that. But once you start talking to her, you realize like, oh no, she really is down to play. No, I wasn't playing about either. I said what I said. I want a serious relationship or a friend that becomes a serious relationship. I'm not here for hookups or none of those things. Especially as a foreign girl, because there is a stereotype that foreign girls are easy, that, you know, we're willing to do certain things sexually that Korean girls aren't willing to do. So that's the other thing, is like, oh, they see you as a foreign girl and they're like, oh, I want to, you know, experiment. I want to explore certain things. I've never been with a black girl, or I've never been with a white girl, or I've never been with this type of girl. I want to explore and sow my royal oats and do this, that, and the third. So there's also those types of like mentalities that come with these dating apps as well, is that guys are just on there to try and see how many conquests they can get. And it's just like, I'm not trying to be a notch in your belt. Like, don't get it twisted. So the interactions I had were literally like all over the place. Like, I have receipts of the filth and the mess that I was getting. Like, it's not even funny. Like, I'm looking at the receipts because I brought them, because some of these receipts I plan to like talk about on this episode. I don't know if I'm gonna talk about all of them, but a lot of the mess I was getting, I was just like, do y'all not think when y'all be sending these messages, like, I really want to talk to the men. Do y'all not think when y'all have y'all texting thumbs, y'all Twitter fingers, when y'all be sending these messages, or when y'all be sending y'all Zozo pics to us women, I don't want to see your unsolicited Zozo pic. And Zozo pic stands for you understand. I'm saying it in Creole, but just you understand what Zozo means. I don't want to see a Zozo pic, especially when it's ashy, it looks weird. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see it. At no point did I ever ask to see your ashy, uncircumcised, filthy looking. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see ever, under no circumstances. Please stop sending y'all Zozo pics to us. If we want them, Trust me, we will tell you we want them. But if we didn't ask for them, don't send them. Like, I had ninjas sending me pics of their feet. Sir, what am I supposed to do with this? What am I supposed to do with this? Why do I want your big Goliath-sized feet in my inbox? What am I supposed to do with this? Like, y'all, you want to talk about a pet peeve? I can't. So anyways, I had to just sidebar that for a second because I really just don't understand what be going through y'all minds when y'all do that crap. Why? Anyways, so like I said, there's like a very big cultural disconnect when it comes to how, like, say someone like me who, you know, dating apps are very different in the States, how I interact with dating apps versus how someone in Korea would be interacting with the dating apps. Now, earlier I mentioned the whole thing about friends with benefits. Now, as I know, friends with benefits means you are already friends with someone, you are single, they are single. You both decide, you know what, we're currently not in a relationship, let's give each other all the benefits of a relationship, such as sleeping together. I'm not even gonna say all the benefits of a relationship. You just basically sleep together, you know what I mean, like Netflix and chill type of stuff, and then you go about your business, keep it moving. That's basically friends with benefit. Y'all are cool, you're just basically like, okay, when you want to Netflix and chill, y'all Netflix and chill, and then you go your separate way until the next Zozo appointment. Like, that's basically what y'all do. Until the next Zozo appointment, y'all basically go about your business. So that's basically the concept of friends with benefits. Here in Korea, what I'm starting to figure out is that when they think about friends with benefits, first of all, y'all not even friends. They basically will go on the apps and be like, oh, hey, I'm looking for a friend with benefits. So they're meeting you, and they basically want to do all the things of a boyfriend and girlfriend and sleep together. And I'm like, okay, so we're dating. And they're like, no, we're not dating. We're just friends with benefits. So you're not my girlfriend. I'm not your boyfriend. We just sleep together. We go out to dinner, but we're working towards being boyfriend and girlfriend. So for them, they see friends as with benefits as like a serious relationship, and it's not a casual thing. So there's, and I think it stems from, because a lot of stereotypes or knowledge that Koreans get, and again, disclaimer, this isn't all, this is just what I've seen, what I've gleaned, and majority, they take in what they learn from media. So for example, me as a black person, when I say I'm from America, I get a surprised look on their faces, because the general idea is that America consists of Wahite people, not black people. Most people, when they see me, they assume I'm African because they associate black people with Africa. They associate black girls with twerking because that's the media they consume. They associate poverty with Africa. They have certain images and stuff like that they get from the media, and they take it as facts, which I find ironic, because if you tell them that the things from K-dramas are real, they'll tell you, no, it's not. It's fake. It's not real. But they don't apply that same knowledge when it comes to like media stuff that they get about certain stereotypes or whatever the case may be. So the whole friends with benefits thing, this is just my theory. I think it comes from that movie, the two movies, No Strings Attached, I think was like the one. There was two movies that came out simultaneously that literally had the same plot line. One with Justin Timberlake and one with Ashton Kutcher. I think the one with Ashton Kutcher was one called Friends with Benefits, and the one with Justin Timberlake was called No Strings Attached. Either way, I don't know which one was big here in Korea, but either way, I think they believe that we're going to talk about the one with Ashton Kutcher. I think they believe that is what a typical Friends with Benefits is, because I believe in the story with Ashton Kutcher and I don't remember the girl's name, the girl from Black Swan. I think her name is Natalie Portman, if I'm not mistaken. But basically how they spent so much time together. They were over each other's house. They were like I don't know if they cooked for each other or they brought each other coffee and food. They basically did a lot of boyfriend and girlfriend things for each other, which is not the norm for a friends with benefits relationship. So they did all that. And then in the end of the movie, they ended up being a couple. So I'm assuming, don't take this as law, I'm just making the assumption that Koreans saw that movie or saw something similar to that and have the presumption that, oh, this is what friends with benefits means. That you start off basically sleeping with each other, doing all these things, but it's a way to get to know each other and decide if you want to be boyfriend and girlfriend versus the traditional, let's just date and do the sogyetang, which is like the blind date, which for the blind date, you go on 3 dates and decide right then and there on the 3rd date, do you want to be boyfriend and girlfriend? Yes. Or no? If you say yes, you continue to date and see how it goes from there. So I guess for them, they see it as an alternative option to sogyetang. Child, again, I'm reaching for straws and speculating. Your girl could be completely off and completely wrong, but that's just my mindset on it because they seem to think of it as a serious thing. And I'm like, no, it's not. And a lot of foreign girls like myself is like, we're not interested in friends with benefits. Either you want a serious relationship, you want to be friends, but the friends with benefits is a nah. It's a no for me, dog. Like, it's not going to work. So I think that's kind of like the general concept, the general rule. But either way, my experience just with dating has just been ghetto. It's been a mess because literally I just be getting... The way the Korean guys talk to you, because again, they have the mindset that foreign girls are easy, they don't treat you the way they would treat a Korean girl. Because Korean cultural norm is Koreans stay with their parents. They live with their parents until it's time to get married. You don't find too many Koreans that live alone. Like, maybe some of the newer generations now, they're starting to like, because they're not really focused on getting married and a lot of them don't want to get married. So some of them are getting their own apartments and living alone. But for the most part, a lot of Koreans live at home with their parents. So like people in their 20s, 30s, they live at home with their parents. They generally don't move out, again, like I said, until they get married. So because they know a lot of foreigners live on their own, they talk to you completely different than they would a Korean girl who lives at home with her parents. So they'll ask you things like, oh, do you live alone? And can I come to your apartment? And can I, like, it's a completely different interaction, the way that they talk to you versus the way that they talk to a Korean girl. And I'm like, no. You gonna give me the same respect that you give a Korean girl? I don't play that. Because I've had guys, you know, ask me like, oh, do you live alone? And I'll lie to them real quick and be like, no, I got roommates. Because you're not about to play no slick stuff. Because I've heard too many crazy stories and we're not doing that. But I've had guys ask me like, oh, do I live alone? Where do I live? You've had guys like on the first conversation, like wanting to meet up. They're like, oh, let's meet up. And I'm like, no, because I don't know nothing about you. I don't even know like the principles. I don't know if you're a nice person. I don't know if you're a good person. I don't know if you're a stalker. I don't know if you have mental health issues. I don't play those games. I haven't vetted you out long enough for me to even go out with you. And I know for some people, they're like, oh, it's just a date. Like, there's nothing wrong with just going out to get coffee. But no, the reality is I'm in this country by myself. If something happens to me, like, I don't have somebody that has my back. So I have to have my back when it comes to who I date and who I go out with and things like that. So I can't take those things lightly. So when a man wants to meet me from jump without me having a proper conversation, I haven't talked to you on the phone, I haven't FaceTime you, I don't know if you look like what you actually posted on your profile. No, I'm not doing any of that. Like, it's too much of a risk. It's too much of a gamble. So, and it's just hard. It's hard to date when, again, like I said, you're in a whole different country, you're learning the language, and it's a whole different culture at that. completely different from your own culture. Like, child, I could go through the receipts I have of the conversations with these guys. Cause you just be like, what? No, you didn't say that. These men's be bold. Y'all be bolder than a mug. Y'all be so bold. It's not even funny. Or you may find a guy that you see, like, he may not seem like a creeper. He may seem normal. And then all of a sudden, he ghosts you. He just stops talking to you. He ghosts you. I had one guy, for example, he seemed okay. He didn't give me no, you know, Jeepers Creepers vibes or whatever. But all of a sudden, he just stopped talking to me. And normally when they stop talking to me, like, I don't pay him no mind. I just on to the next, you know. Like Gucci Man said, miss one, next 15, one coming. That's just how I am. I'm on to the next one. So I, you know, was talking to someone else or moving on to someone else, whatever. All of a sudden, I think I was watching anime or something. My phone goes off and I see a text message. I don't know who it is because I'm like, who is this? And they remind me it was that guy. And I was just like, oh, hey. Like, just real nonchalant. I was like, oh, hey. And he's like, oh, you know, my bad for ghosting you. I was staying at my parents' house for, like, the past 3 months. And in my mind, I was like, so you couldn't use your phone at your parents' house? And he's like, yeah, I just got back to the city. And, you know, this, that, and the third. And I wanted to know if, like, we can chat and stuff. And I was like, not really. And he was like, oh, well, what are you doing right now? I was like, watching TV. He's like, oh, well, can I call you? And I was like, no. He's like, oh, well, have you had dinner? And I was like, yes. He's like, oh, well, maybe, you know, one day we could cook together. We can go to a restaurant. And I was like, no, thank you. And he's just like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm bothering you. So bye. I was like, bye. Because I'm like, sir, you're not about to just pop up out of nowhere talking about some, oh, can I call you? First of all, it's late. Calling hours is over. You missed the window to call me. And two, you mean to tell me you done went to your parents' house and your phone don't work? Sir, I was born that night, but I wasn't born last night. Like, miss me. Miss me with all of that. Like, you're not about to come in here with none of that. Like, my biggest pet peeve is, like, lack of communication. Men who just don't know how to talk. You having a conversation and you trying to engage with him in a conversation and it's like talking to a wall. You're just like, hey. And he's like, hey. And you're like, how was your day? And they're just like, good. And they don't even ask you about your day. They're just like, good. No follow-up questions. I asked you an open-ended question. The least you could do is answer me back and then give me a follow-up question. How was your day? What did you do today? Like, the art of conversation is dead, okay? And I blame social media and the dating apps. I blame them because y'all, I could literally rant about this all day. I literally could because it's just annoying as heck. And then y'all got these men who be sexualizing me all day long. And that just gets old after a while. Like, that just really gets old after a while. Oh, and this is something weird that I've come across on the dating apps. I've come across men who kill off their parents. Now, I initially thought, like, let me explain why I say that. I came across a few different guys that when I'm interacting with them, I would be like, oh, you know, tell me about yourself. Like, what are your hobbies? What do you do in school? And then all of a sudden, they would abruptly tell me that they were orphans, that their parents got killed in an accident, or their parents died when they were like really, really young, and then they got shipped to the US, or they got shipped to the UK, or they got shipped to Australia, and then they grew up in a different country, and then they were adopted by a different family, and then at some point the adoptive family died, and this, that, and the third, like some really, really sad sob story. And my initial reaction is, that's a lot to tell somebody that you only know for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes I'll even give you. That's a lot to tell somebody. What am I supposed to do with this information? Am I supposed to give you sympathy poom poom off this? Because if that's what you think is going to happen, you got the wrong one. And maybe it's worked before, and that's why they're telling the story. But the reason why I bring it up is because, as I told you, I was using these apps to make friends. I met a girl, and we hung out, and we were talking about our dating, you know, app stories. And she brought up a few guys bringing the same type of stories that, you know, they lost their parents when they were young, and then they got adopted and shipped to an English-speaking country, ironically enough. And then they went to school there. And then all of a sudden, their adoptive parents were killed and blah, 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 blah. Because I had one guy in particular, I was talking to my sister. He was like, oh, I wish I had a sister I could talk to. Okay. Or, wow, I really wish I had a whole family that I could spend time with. Okay. Like, it just became really weird. And I was like, why are y'all killing y'all families off for a story? For, like, this is, again, giving me, what is it, that girl, Anna Delvey story? It's giving me Tinder Swindler stories. Like, y'all are really out here trying to pull on the heartstrings of somebody. And baby, my heart is a heart of ice. You can't pull on nothing. I'm sorry. Like, I have sympathy and empathy for the next man. But you can't come to me with some sob story when I only met you 10 minutes ago. What? Why are you dumping this in my lap? Take it back. I don't want it. Because I would never give somebody my trauma stories within the first 5 minutes. I haven't vetted you out. I don't know if you're going to weaponize my trauma. Why would you tell me this immediately? So again, the apps be weird. Like, the apps be so weird. Or they'll tell you, oh, my last girlfriend broke my heart, but I can't tell you on this app. Can we talk on KakaoTalk, which is like the main messenger app here? And I'm like, but you brought it up. Why do we have to go to another app to talk about it? Oh, because this is just dating app. This isn't the proper place to talk about things. But I didn't bring it up. You did. So you talk about it. Again, just weird stuff. So I ended up just deleting everything. Like, I have receipts. Again, I probably, if I ever decide to make a YouTube video, I probably will read my receipts, because me reading them on my podcast, y'all don't get my facial expressions as I read them. But I have receipts because I'm like, one day maybe I'll write a book, or I'll just go back and remember the ghetto-ness of the dating apps. Because I've had people say, like, girl, just get on the dating apps. And I go back to the receipts and I remember why I got off the apps in the first place. But it's a whole mess, okay? It's a whole mess. Like, if anybody's on the dating apps, like, God bless you, truly. But I can't do it. I can't. There's no way. Like I remember talking to my therapist about it, and she was just like, if you don't want to be on them, you don't have to be on them. She's like, you know, if you have enough faith to believe that God is going to send you the man that you wholeheartedly believe is for you, he's gonna send him at the right appointed time. And I think for me, like, I just wanted to use the dating app so at least people couldn't say, like, oh, you're not putting yourself out there, you're not using all your resources, you're not using all your options. But the reality is, I'm really not in a good place to use the dating apps, because one, I'm not open to all of the men out there, because my Korean is very limited. I know enough Korean, but not enough to really navigate these streets, and especially not these dating app streets. Like, I don't know enough Korean. So that puts me at a disadvantage, because the guy that I really could be interested in, which happened a lot, like, I would be flipping through the apps and there would be a guy that I would think was gorgeous or really attractive, but I couldn't, you know, swipe right on him because the whole profile was in Korean and I knew that we would have difficulty communicating. So I just was like, okay, that's just one I'm gonna have to throw back in the ocean. So there's that whole issue that there's a whole language barrier that I'm gonna have to deal with right now. So I knew, like, that's a factor. But also, like I said, I don't think it's a good idea for me to date right now because I need to figure out my friend group first. I realize that's more of a priority, is finding my tribe here in Korea. That's really what I need to focus on, because I feel like for me, this is just for me, because I know some people, they ain't got no friends here in Korea, but they got a boyfriend. I'm not judging, but I'm side-eyeing you. Like, I don't judge people, but I side-eye. But for me, I'm not comfortable with dating people, and I don't have a tribe to fall back on in the event that something happens. You know what I mean? Like I said, I've heard some crazy stories about some things that have happened to women here, like horrible stories. And I don't want to be caught up in that be me. I know I'm the type of person, I'm pretty cautious. You know, I'm the type of girl, if I sit in a restaurant, I sit facing the exit type of situation. I don't like my back to be up against the wall where my back is facing the door. I prefer to be facing the exit. Like, I'm that type of person. I've always just been that type of person. But the reality is I don't have a proper network, a proper tribe yet, because this is 2022 and I'm speaking things into existence. But I don't have a tribe yet. And I feel like that's more my focus, is making sure I have a proper friend group before I be out here flaneing or running around in these streets trying to find me a man, which I was never running. I may jog a little bit, but I was never running behind no man. But I need to find friends first. I need to find friends first before I decide and start looking for a man. And you know, who knows? Like, God could decide to send me both simultaneously, which double portions, I'm all for it. But that's my focus right now, because in the past 2, going on 3 years, that's really been my prayer, is making friends here and having a solid friend group. Not really so much worried about finding a man or finding a boyfriend or finding my oppa, because that's not a priority, if I'm being honest. Yes, I wanna be married and I wanna find my person, but I know that'll come in due time. I know that'll come in due time. But child, for me, the dating app is just not the lane for me. It's not. I gave it a shot. I tried it. I came around and found like bottom of the barrel scum men. And I think the only thing it did was just like, it was more of a distraction than anything else. Like, it didn't really help me in like socializing and going out there and doing all that, especially like in the middle of a pandemic. I really didn't feel comfortable trying to go out there and date anyway, because men were trying to be like, oh, like, let's meet up here and there. And I'm like, I'm just trying to get to know somebody. Like, I'm just trying to take things slow, and nobody was trying to take it slow. Like, we in the middle of a pita bread and y'all trying to, you know, jump hoops and jump steps to meet somebody. And I'm just not comfortable. I'm not. So I'm definitely going to talk about, like I said, in the next episode, I want to talk about my experience with making friends here. Because again, I wish I had learned about this prior to. I don't think it wouldn't have changed me coming. It wouldn't have changed me coming to Korea, because I definitely believe that God wanted me to come here. But I think I would have had a different lens when it comes to making friends. Like, I don't think I think I would have had different perspective, and I would have been a little bit more like okay with the pacing of how certain things went down, if I just kind of went into it like, okay, like, girl, this is what's going on. You got to move like this. You got to move like that. Like, I think I would have been a little bit more okay if I had just been a little bit more prepared. Because, child, I'm the queen of preparedness. I'd be the type of person, I research everything. Okay, when I first went natural, I watched every YouTube video, I read every blog. When I decided to come to Korea, I was watching YouTube videos out the wazoo. When I decided to start wearing wigs, I started researching what was the best wigs, what was trash wigs, different types of wigs, from synthetic to virgin hair. Like, I researched the hell out of stuff, and that can be to my advantage and my disadvantage. Even starting this podcast, I researched everything. But when it came to this particular subject, I just really, there wasn't really a lot of information about it. You kind of get this illusion that, oh, people come to Korea and they have so much fun and they do this and they do that and they make so much friends. And I came in with that perspective, but I don't want to give away too much because, like I said, I'm going to dive into a little deeper in the next episode. So with that, I am going to wrap it up. So I thank you for sticking with me on today's episode. If you like this episode, please rate it wherever you listen to it, on Spotify. I know. Spotify, Amazon, Apple, and Google. Please rate it and leave your reviews. That does a lot for me. So please leave your reviews if you enjoy my content. Leave your reviews wherever you choose to listen to my podcast. And again, please follow me on all social media platforms. That would be Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I am Shameless Listo. Again, that is Shameless Listo on all platforms. Let's chat. Tell me what you think about today's episode. What is your experience with dating apps? Do you think they're a great thing to use? Have you had a great experience with dating apps? Have you had a horrible experience with dating apps, or a meh, you know, kind of so-so experience? Did you get married from finding your significant other on dating apps? Because I know some people, they have. Tell me your dating app story. I'd love to hear it. Chat with me on any of my social medias, but I'm going to wrap it up. So until then, your girl is off her soapbox. Bye.